building is undeemed safe for human occupancy and is condemned.
What? Tenants at the Bergman Hotel were coming to terms Friday with the city's impending condemnation of the downtown property. The building's manager wasn't on site, and none of the tenants seemed to know where to find him.
Well, where are they?
Dave Lane, a carpenter who works as a handyman in exchange for lodging, says the problems have been ongoing for years, but few realize this was really the end.
I read that sign, and I walked right past it, just like I think every other tenant did. Probably most of them didn't even read it. A few of them can't.
The Bergman Hotel was built in 1913. It's been on the National Register of Historic Places since 1977. Deputy City Manager Mila Cosgrove says the problems at the historic 3rd Street property are serious and that the owners have been on notice since October.
There's significant health and safety issues at the Bergman, including an inoperable sprinkler system for fire, inconsistent heating, no hot water, sewage issues, improper roofing, and all of those issues pose significant risks to the people who are tenants there.
About 50 people live in the building. Most pay about $600 a month. Tenants do much of the repair and upkeep themselves to keep the heat on and water flowing. 49-year-old James Cole says he's been caught off guard.
The whole point of this is I just gave him $600 yesterday for rent. And the guy wouldn't pay me, he wouldn't give me my money back. And I told him, I just gave you $600 just yesterday. Now, if I don't get my $600 back, I'm going to take him to court. I want my money back if I can't stay here.
The city says it's working with social service agencies to help displaced tenants with nowhere to go. Lieutenant Dana Walters of the Salvation Army says as many as 30 spaces are available at its downtown church.
We'll be open every night for them until Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. so they can sleep. We have cots. We have blankets. People are allowed to bring like one bag with them, but then they have to take it. We unfortunately don't have room for people to store things.
The hotel property is controlled by Camila Barrett, who owns it through a limited liability corporation. Barrett is also a defendant named in a lawsuit brought by the city in its attempt to recover the cost of demolishing the Gastineau Apartments, a fire-ravaged downtown property owned by a limited liability corporation controlled by the Barrett family. Dave Lane says he's worked for about 3 years to try to help keep the building habitable, but he says there's been little investment from the Barretts.
Right now, they don't get a lot out of it, so they want to put a lot into it. And they're not looking at the fact that, okay, if we put some money into this, because, I mean, look at this, but I mean, it really wouldn't take that much to put this into a place. I mean, have it a very nice building.
Efforts to reach Camila Barrett, whose legal name is listed as Kathleen Barrett, and her attorney that represented her in the city's lawsuit over the Gastineau Apartments were unsuccessful. Many of the residents suffer from mental illness and substance abuse. Gregory Fitch, executive director of the Mental Health Consumer Action Network in Juneau, criticized the city's timing.
We do support, you know, safety and, you know, things like that. We don't want to see our mental health consumers housed in a dilapidating situation. But considering the cold, I think we could have waited a week.
The National Weather Service forecasts temperatures to dip into the 20s over the weekend. Juneau struggles with homelessness and a lack of affordable housing. It remains unclear what options many of these tenants will have after the city boards up the 3rd Street property. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.